Praise the Lord. So good to have all of you join us for Sunday morning service today. And I know that God will have a special word just for you. I know you'll be blessed this morning. And I just want to say to our Oasis family that we miss you very much. And it won't be long. I think Pastor might be sharing that this morning. It won't be long before we can all gather together again and worship the Lord in the same place. But I just feel like expressing to you today that I believe God is so proud of how His children have done through this epidemic, and I believe everybody has stood strong.
Amen.
And I know God's proud, and I know Pastor and I are too.
Amen.
Of how strong you have been through this. Amen.
Amen.
And so at this time, I'll turn it over to Pastor.
I've got a question for everyone. We had a challenge last week. We had a no complaining challenge. And I don't know how many people took us up on it, but it was a 7-day no complaining challenge. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see, we made it a day or two and failed it miserably. Then we started again, made it a day or two and failed it miserably. And I'm wondering if anybody made it all 7 days. I'm not sure if anybody made it all 7 days, but we would love for you to comment on how your challenge went, if you participated in it. We would love for you to comment on Facebook and let us know.
That's right.
We're just curious. But we're going to keep going after it. That's complaining is a really, really bad habit. And it's also a sin. And it keeps us away from the glory of God and the goodness of God being revealed in our lives. And it's one thing that I want to get rid of that habit. I want it out of my life from now on.
Amen.
And I'm still going to have to work at it because I couldn't do the 7-day. I didn't make it 7 days. So there's still a lot of work done for the grace of God, but we're gonna do better.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And also this morning, I'd like to mention to you, if you are enjoying the broadcast on Facebook Live, we would like for you to like us on Facebook, and we would like for you to share the services with your friends and family on Facebook. And leave comments on Facebook. We really enjoy reading the comments and the things that you think and you enjoy. We really enjoy that. So we're going to ask you to do that. And it won't be long until we're back here meeting in the church.
Amen.
It won't be long.
Praise God.
Stay tuned because it's going to be very quick.
Amen.
Very quick. And now it is neighbor looking time. Y'all know what we do. We look at our neighbor, we smile at our neighbor, and we point at our neighbor. And we say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare,
I'll never, ever
be the same
again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this day. Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. Help us to see things we've never seen from your word. Word that we've read over and over, and word that we've heard over and over. Help us to see new insights and reveal to us exactly what you want us to see from the scriptures this day. And drop it down into our spirits so that it'll be a part of us from now on. We thank you for it, Father God. And Holy Spirit, speak through me, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say in the way that I should say it. Flow with me. Help me this day, Holy Spirit. Help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 16 and 10 in the Amplified. I'm going to ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Luke 16 and 10. And I'm reading in the Amplified. He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. Now, I'm going to read you something that came out of a daily devotional from Ken and Gloria Copeland. It's called From Faith to Faith. This is a great daily devotional. If you don't have it, I recommend you getting it because it's one of the best I've ever seen. But I'm going to read you a little something that Gloria wrote in here. It says about God, what God did with the children of Israel after he brought them out of Egypt. He wanted to take them on to the promised land, but before he could do it, God had to know if they would obey him. He had to know if they would listen to his voice, because if they didn't, the enemies they were about to face would wipe them out. So do you know what he did? He tested them in a small matter. Exodus 16 and 4 tells us about this simple test. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they walk in my law or not. God took a little insignificant matter, the food they ate, and used it to see if they would listen to him or not. He told them how much of it to gather, when to gather, when not to, and what to do with it after they brought it in. And the Israelites went right out and violated those instructions. They showed God by their actions that his voice was not important to them. They were not willing to obey even his simplest commands. God works the very same way today. Before he sends us on a major mission, he gives us the opportunity to prove that we can be trusted with small instructions. But many of us miss that opportunity. We pray, What do you want me to do, Lord? Where do you want me to go? I'll do anything, we say. But then when the Lord says, I want you to get up and pray in the Spirit an hour every morning, we fail to obey him. We say, oh yeah, that would be good. I ought to do that. But somehow we never quite get around to it. Start today obeying God in the little things. Let him see that he can trust you in that place of much authority. Let him know that you'll be faithful to his word and to the voice of the Spirit. Once he knows that, you won't let disobedience wipe you out. He'll start sending bigger assignments your way. Now, let's get where this really is, where it rubber meets the road. God couldn't tell some people to buy a cup of coffee for a friend, much less bigger things. He could tell them, but some people would reason it away. Now, I know personally, I have reasoned away many things that God has placed on my heart. You reason them away by wanting to know, why would God want me to do that? That doesn't make sense to our natural minds, so we don't do it. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14 in the DLNT version says, But a natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. So if we're leaning too much on our natural understanding of things, when the Spirit of God prompts us or nudges us to do something, we reason away the little things that God is saying to do. Another thing we do is God impresses on us to do something and we know it's God, but we procrastinate. We put it off. Oh, well, we might do it later at a time that is more convenient for us. We might not. We might forget about it altogether. Delayed obedience, you're going to hear this a lot in this. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. God gives us a little thing to do for him, but we didn't instantly obey him. And God is looking for people that instantly obey him. And we will never be led to bigger assignments for God unless we learn to instantly obey him in the little assignments. Now, I'm going to lighten it up just a little bit. I'm going to tell you a little joke, a very little joke. Man was telling his girlfriend, I would climb the highest mountain for you. I would swim the deepest ocean for you. I would fight the biggest army for you. I would cross the widest desert for you. And I'll see you Saturday night if it doesn't rain. Alrighty then. His words and his actions were not quite lined up. First John 3 and 18 in the MEV version says, My little children, let us love not in word and speech, but in action and truth. And I understand this applies to with each other, but this also applies to between us and God. Don't just give God mouth service. Don't just say, God, I'll go to China for you. I'll go to Africa for you. I'll be a missionary for you. God, if I win the lottery, I'll give you $1 million. A lot of people are all talk. If you are really going to obey God, why don't you stop telling him what you will do for him and do something for him? Putting off being obedient is still disobedience. You know how our church, Oasis Christian Center and Family Church, is still standing today? It's because of everyday obedience of tithers and people giving offerings in our body and outside of our body. That's how we're standing. The faithful obedience has kept our doors open all these years and through this pandemic. Not people with great talk of what they would do, but action from people who were faithful in little things. Talk is cheap. Can God trust you? Can God trust you with a little instruction, a little thing? Faithful and little, ruler over much. God tells you, pray for so-and-so. He's put that person on your heart, but can God trust you with that instruction to do it? Or do you delay it? You put off that obedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. God is saying to all of us, can I trust you with giving your tithes? Can I trust you with the offerings? Can I trust you with simple tasks for others? Can I trust you with little promptings that I give you, that you'll carry them out? Can I trust you with sending a card to someone that I put on your heart? Can I trust you with giving encouraging words to someone I lead you to, or you are led to? Can I trust you to speak encouragement to them? Can I trust you to pray for someone and not to criticize and condemn them? Little hinges swing big doors. A little obedience can open a huge door of blessings and favor and God's goodness and God's glory. Now, I want to give you an illustration this morning, and a lot of you probably have heard it on Facebook. You know me and Pastor Sharon haven't been on Facebook except these last couple of months. And we're so new, we're green at Facebook. We've had people messaging us, and we didn't know what in the devil that was. And we respond a week later to stuff like this. We don't, you know, we're learning. We're in K3. We're not even in K5 as far as Facebook is concerned. And so if you see a lot of things that maybe are not where you think they should be on our Facebook page, understand we just got on Facebook. We're still learning everything about Facebook. We know nothing, but we're learning. We're learning. God's granting us the wisdom and the knowledge that we need. Now, there's a lady that's on Facebook, and she tells about how God spoke to her one Saturday morning. She's lying in bed, and the Lord told her, He said, I want you to get up and go post a video of your stuffed pancakes right now. And she said, Lord, she said she talks to the Lord just like we should, just talk to the Lord. And she said, now, Lord, here's the deal. I bought cereal for the kids this morning. And she said, and I was going to feed them cereal so I wouldn't have to cook this morning. And she said, and I really don't want to get out of bed and do this video right this minute. And he all the Lord did was impress it on her again. God said, go post the video for your stuffed pancakes. So she immediately, I like this. I want more of this in me. I want this to be me. This is not me now, but I want to be changed from glory to glory into the person that immediately obeys the voice of God, immediately does what He says, because there's greater blessing in immediately obeying God than we have any idea. We don't know the doors we're shutting and closing by not immediately obeying the Spirit of God. She immediately got up and posted the video. She had to make the pancakes, and she showed, you know, making the pancakes and putting the items in them, the bacon, and she put cooked eggs in them and something else, and it they looked wonderful. Then she showed how she did it. This video that God told her to do went viral on Facebook. You say, big deal. 20 million people saw it. Hang on. I believe it is, it's like almost 30 million now, if I'm not mistaken. I believe I pulled it and it was 28 million or something like that now at this point, because this was maybe a year ago. And now hang on. You say, well, she got a video. No, then that opened a door, and she's had other videos of her food things that she's preparing that are over a million views. And now she is doing her own cookbook. And now you understand, God opened a wide door for her. See, but she had to learn obedience in little bitty things. The first thing He told her is not, go post this video of the pancakes on Facebook. I'm sure the first thing He told her is, you know, do this for somebody else, or do that for somebody else, or you know, take a little extra time in prayer and do this and do that. She was learning to hear His voice and instantly obey the voice of God, and it swung open a huge door for her. And by the way, I'm going to post that on our Facebook page. I'm going to share it this week, so you'll see what I watched her make them. Wow, they look great. Makes me hungry, actually. So one small act of obedience changed her life. If God speaks us to do something, we should just do it and instantly obey and take our mind out of the process if we know it's God. Can God trust us with small instructions and small tasks? What has God laid on your heart to do for others? God is laying something on your heart, some act of service, some act of giving. Sometimes we are selfish. I'll say it lower. That way it'll sound sweeter. And self-centered. Sometimes we are selfish and self-centered and self-focused. So we refuse to obey. Well, I'm busy, God. I'm busy with my life. I'm busy with my things. I'm busy with my projects. I can't do it right now, God. God has some projects for us. He's got some people for us to help and some money to give and some people to witness to. God may give you a simple task of complimenting your waiter or waitress and telling them they're doing a good job. But you say, I'm not complimenting them. That's their job. But God is asking you to. It doesn't fit into your box, so you reason it away and you disobey in that small, simple thing. Bless so-and-so today. Give them a small gift from your heart. Can God trust us with a very small instruction like that? God places someone on your heart to encourage in some way. Do you put it off? Do you reason it away? Or do you obey? I'll ask Pastor Sharon as she's coming. God wants us to be involved in what He's doing in each other's lives, even if our part seems very small. In 1 Samuel 15 and 22, says, to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience makes us more like Christ. According to Hebrews 5 and 8, even Jesus had to learn obedience. We're learning to instantly obey the voice of God. When obedience becomes a pattern for our lives, or a habit if you could say it, God can trust us to act promptly when He asks us to do something. And obedience brings many blessings into our lives and also blesses the lives of others. And there's a minister that said this, and I'm not sure of his last name, so I'm going to just say his first name is James. He's a well-known minister. I just am a little foggy on what his last name is this morning. And I'm going to say, here's what he said. He said that the Lord showed him this. All I have ever required of my people is two things, that they believe me and that they do whatever little thing I have commanded them to do. And again, going back to our starting scripture, as Pastor Sharon's coming, Luke 16 and 10, he who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much.
Praise God. That was an awesome word, Pastor Rock. Awesome. And we're all striving to get to that place where we hear and obey God quickly. We don't put it off. And God will use you more and more and in a greater way when we do that. Continuing on with obeying God. I have quite a bit of reading I want to do in the Word of God today. First in John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, it says, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him. And because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased, and Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, and nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the five barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world." Now, we need to use what God's given us. Even if we think in our minds that it's insignificant, you know, God will take what you think is small and he'll use it for something big. He'll use it for something great. He'll use it to be a blessing in a great way. But what you have and what you can do may not seem very important to you. It might seem like the most insignificant thing to you, but to God, what you have and what you can do is huge to him. It is very important to God. You know, if God can take a boy's lunch of 5 little loaves of bread and 2 little fish, and he can feed an estimated 10,000 people with just that small amount of food, amen, he can take what you think is insignificant, what you think is small, and he can use it in a mighty way. Amen. He can use it in a great way. He can take what you have and turn it into a miracle. Amen. Now notice that Jesus didn't multiply the loaves and fishes until they were given to him. So there may be some things that we need to give to God. Amen. God can't turn your situation around a lot of times because we're holding on to it. We're trying to work it out. We're trying to figure out how it can be done. And so we may need to give that situation to God, amen, so that he can turn your situation around, so he can turn it into a miracle. God can't multiply your finances until you give your finances to God, amen. And God can't use your giftings until you give your giftings to God. We're just sitting around, God, use me. God, I want you to use me any way you want to use me, but we're just sitting there. Amen. We're not giving what we have to God. We're not allowing him to use what we've got. And then notice also in verses 5 and 6, it says, "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Peter, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And then Jesus said, "And this he said to prove him," or to test Philip, "for he himself knew what he would do." So Jesus knew all the time what he was going to do. Amen. Jesus has got a plan. He knows what he's going to do. He knows how he's going to use the blessings, the things, the giftings, whatever he has given to you. God already knows how he's going to use it. Amen? But you know, Jesus said that he asked Philip this question to prove him, to test him. Will Philip believe that I can supply the need? Does Philip believe that I can do miracles? Does he believe that I can turn this situation into something great? Amen. Does Philip trust me? Does he have faith in me? Now, let's ask ourselves this morning, could it be that the Lord might test us in areas? Might he speak to us to do something or give something? Amen. Might he test us in some way to see if we will trust him, to see if we will obey him, to see that if we believe that he can do it, and to just give it to him. Amen. Okay, so there might be times that you know, God doesn't always speak in a loud, booming voice. A lot of times it's a still, small voice. It's just a little nudging on the inside of us, amen? It's just a little impression on the inside of us. But he wants us to take that and obey it. Obey the little things, and he will speak to you for greater things, amen? Will we trust him with what we have and let him turn what we have into a miracle? It says Jesus knew. He knew what he was going to do ahead of time. Amen. What would he do in your situation? What would he do in your case? How would he use you in such a great way if we just obeyed him? If we just heard that little nudging on the inside of us and we would obey him. We would trust him enough. Amen. Just to step out and obey what he tells us. So, amen, even Jesus' disciples couldn't imagine what is Jesus going to do in this situation. How is he going to use such a small amount of food to feed all these people? And so many times we miss God's blessings because we can't imagine how God's going to do it. We can't imagine how is he going to work this situation out. How is he going to meet my need? And so we try to figure it out. God doesn't want us to figure out how he's going to do it. He wants us to hear his voice and to move. He wants us to obey quickly. Obey now. Don't wait. Amen. We just need to trust God. Amen. Trust and obey. And this is a learning thing. Amen. We all have to be keen to God's voice. We've all got to be sensitive to the voice of the Spirit. You know, God is a gentleman. God will not force anything. He won't force you to do anything. He won't force you to give anything. He is gentle, amen, and he'll give you a gentle nudge. He'll give you a gentle impression to do something, but he will never force or pressure you in any way. Amen. Now let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verses 1 through 7. It says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And he said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her, bring me ye the vessels. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Now here, this woman had a great need. She's about to lose her sons. She was in so much debt. You know, and so Elisha tells her to go to all your neighbors and borrow or ask for their vessels. Now, I don't know about you, but I might have questioned that. You know, I would have kind of felt funny at going to all my neighbors and asking for something like that from them. But, you know, she obeyed the man of God. She obeyed what the word of the Lord was saying to her. And so she went to all her neighbors and borrowed a lot of vessels. And so she brought them. And yes, God multiplied the oil. Now, I don't know about you on this either. I would think, what can God do with just a little vessel of oil? This is just nothing. This is just, so insignificant. What could God possibly do with such a tiny little thing? Well, God always has a plan, amen? He knows what he's doing. So, you know, we want to obey God and not have to understand. We don't have to figure this thing out, amen? You know, you might be thinking, I don't have anything, God. I don't have anything to offer. I don't have anything to give. I don't have anything I can do to bless anybody. But you need to just think again, because you do have something. You do have much more than you think you have, amen? Even the tiniest thing, the most insignificant thing, God will use it in a great way. So if God can take, you know, if he can take an insignificant little vessel of oil, a little bottle of oil, and turn it into a miracle, amen, that would pay all this woman's debts off, and then there would be enough left for her and her two sons to live off of. Amen. God can take what you have. God will take the little thing that you have and turn it into something great. Amen. All he's asking of us is just to hear, listen for his voice. Be sensitive. How many times we say, God, I need this. I need that. God, I need this like yesterday. But once we ask him, we need to listen for his voice.
Amen.
We need to be ready to hear what God's telling us. Amen? Amen. So I believe the Lord would ask you today, what do you have that God can use? Amen. What do you have that God can use? Don't reason it away. Well, this is such a tiny little thing, you know, that it wouldn't do much. God can take the tiniest little thing, the least little thing, and can use it in such a great and mighty way. Amen. He can turn your mess into a miracle. Hallelujah. And when you obey his voice in the little things, amen, he'll make greater. He'll make larger. He'll multiply that thing. Amen. Hallelujah. He took those five little loaves of bread. He took those two little fish, and he fed over 10,000 people. What can he use, what little thing you might have today? Amen. Just like Pastor was talking about that lady that the Lord spoke to make those stuffed pancakes. And how great God used that, amen? And he'll take what little thing you obey him in, and you will have a mighty testimony, and you'll be able to share what God's done for you, amen? How he has provided for you, how he turned your situation around, how he made the way where it seemed to be no way, and that testimony will minister to people in a great way, amen? God wants to use you. Amen. He wants to work through you. He wants the miracle to come through you. You know, we just think of miracles as something that happens in a church meeting, and there's miracles, signs, and wonders going on. There's healings going on, manifestations going on. God, I love those kind of services. God wants to work in those kind of ways. But God also wants to work at your home. He wants to work on your job. He wants to work when you go to the grocery store. He wants to work wherever you are. And he wants to use you to be the instrument that he works that miracle through. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor, I ask you to come up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good, isn't he?
Yes.
Amen.
He is.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just a little side note on this. How many times have you ever thought, I know there's something in my house that's really worth something? I think that's a lot of times. And I'll tell Pastor, I know there's something in this house that's really worth something. So God opened my eyes to it. Amen. But there is something that God can use in your life.
Yes.
Amen. To make it mighty. And he wants to do that. He wants to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we pray that you were blessed by this message this morning and by the praise and worship. And I love what Patty was saying about the happy recovery.
Amen.
That just ministered to my spirit. And I'm going to be thinking on that, meditating on that all week. Amen. Happy recovery.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have something to say? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, before we close out this morning, we want to, if you haven't made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, we want to give you this opportunity to do so. So if you'll just bow your heads with us and repeat this prayer. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I want to surrender my life.
Surrender my
to
life
to you now.
To you now.
I give it all to you.
I give it all to you.
I accept you, Lord. As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if you pray that prayer with us this morning, we would love for you to share it with us in the comments. If you'll just send us a comment and let us know that you prayed that prayer of salvation with us today and that you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. At this time, I'll turn it over to Ashley.
Praise the Lord. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Just a little side note on this. How many times have you ever thought, I know there's something in my house that's really worth something? I think that's a lot of times. And I'll tell Pastor, I know there's something in this house that's really worth something. So God opened my eyes to it. Amen. But there is something that God can use in your life. Amen. To make it mighty. And he wants to do that. He wants to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we pray that you were blessed by this message this morning and by the praise and worship. And I love what Patty was saying about the happy recovery.
Amen.
That just ministered to my spirit. And I'm going to be thinking on that, meditating on that all week. Amen. Happy recovery.
Amen.
Amen. Did you have something to say? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, before we close out this morning, we want to, if you haven't made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, we want to give you this opportunity to do so. So if you'll just bow your heads with us and repeat this prayer. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I want to surrender my life.
Surrender my
to
life.
To you now.
To you now.
I give it all to you.
I give it all to you. I accept you, Lord.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if you prayed that prayer with us this morning, we would love for you to share it with us in the comments. If you'll just send us a comment and let us know that you prayed that prayer of salvation with us today and that you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. At this time, I'll turn it over to Ashley.